The WCLT Radio Group presents your hometown podcast.
This is the T100 Hometown Podcast. Welcome to it. Bradley here, and I'm very excited to speak with my guest today. She's the executive director at Mental Health America, Licking County. Penny Sittler, welcome to the Hometown Podcast, and thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
That's a pleasure. Now, we just turned the calendar over to 2021. Vast majority of Americans are hoping that life gets better this year. What do you think we can do in 2021 to mentally turn the page on everything that went down in 2020 and live healthy and more mentally stimulating lives?
Well, it's really important that we take care of our overall health, which of course includes both our physical and our mental health. There's no one without the other, right?
Right.
We have to make sure we take time to think about what our individual needs are. I think everybody is coming out of 2020 very hopeful, which is a wonderful thing. But we also need to be realistic. Let's face it, the virus is not going away. It's going to be a while before everyone is able to have their vaccination.
Yep.
And will be able to return to whatever normal will look like in the future. So it's very important that people still take good self-care. We stress that a lot around Mental Health America, and that includes getting plenty of sleep, eating well, getting exercise, getting fresh air. And the fourth component of overall health and well-being is being part of a community, being connected to other human beings. Even though we can't see each other necessarily as we normally would, there are still ways that we can stay connected. It's so important that people do that for their overall well-being.
Agreed. And you mentioned, you know, the physical part of it is just as important as the mental part. I can tell you from my experience, I used to go to the gym a lot, but since COVID hit, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable going to the gym yet. What are some of the things that people like me can do with the weather getting colder outside? What can we do to stay active and get the blood pumping?
Well, I think we need to get really creative. So we all have places that we can do our push-ups and our sit-ups, and you know, there are all kinds of ideas probably online, on television, and that kind of thing. So maybe sign up for classes or something that you can do virtually. I know a lot of people are doing virtual workouts. People that own exercise bicycles are signing on to classes that they can do online and things like that. So I think you just have to get creative, whether it be, okay, I'm going to spend, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday doing my ab workout on the floor on my mat or whatever. And then every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I'll do my upper body workout, you know, that kind of thing. I personally am a walker, and I don't care what the weather is, I will be out in it. I just bundle up,
I wear the right
shoes, be safe. You know, make sure you're not going to slip and fall on ice or whatever. I wouldn't be out in ice. But other than that, I'm pretty much out walking. We've got an incredible network of walking and biking paths in our community, so we're blessed that way. And people need to get out and use those.
Excellent suggestions, all of them. Visiting with Penny Sittler. She's the executive director at Mental Health America here in Licking County. One of the things that you mentioned earlier was that you kind of have to figure out what's important to you and take a mental checklist. And one of my friends actually did this. He made a checklist of things that he needs to do every day to keep himself, you know, mentally stimulated and not go the other way.
I'm a list maker myself, so I really like that idea. And I think that's really smart to say, even if it's things like get out of bed,
yep,
take a shower, have a healthy breakfast, you know, get dressed. Even during the height of COVID, when which I guess we're still in, when we were not working in our offices and we were only on Zoom calls and that sort of thing, and a lot of people still are operating 100% that way. You know, there are lots of jokes out there about, have you had pants on since this all started?
Yeah.
You know, are you wearing sweatpants or have you gotten your jeans back on? I still got up every single day, took my shower, did my hair, put on some makeup, got dressed. Sure, I didn't wear a suit jacket or whatever, mm-hmm. but for my own well-being and sense of productivity, I needed to be ready for work. And I felt like that was part of my routine that I did not want to give way to losing.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. I think it's so important to do the little things that keep your blood pumping and
right.
take the shower, put some pants on, you know?
Right.
It's important. Mental Health America in Licking County, visiting with Penny Sittler. She's the executive director over there. Penny, tell us about Mental Health America in Licking County and maybe some of the programs that are offered.
Yes. Well, we are in, our building is kind of in a lockdown mode right now, so no groups or anything are occurring in our building in person. However, we still have several support groups that we are operating via Zoom or Facebook Live or some, you know, through some virtual means. We have a weekly support group for people that have depression or bipolar disorders.
Mm-hmm.
That's every Wednesday, and if you want information about that, you're certainly welcome to call our office, 740-522-1341, and we can get you in touch with the person that runs that meeting. We also have a monthly support group for people who have lost someone to suicide. So again, give us a call, and we will connect you, give you all of the information and so forth.
Do you have a website where people can go to visit and kind of give you guys a once-over?
Yes. Our website is mhalc.org, and that stands for Mental Health America Licking County.
Very good. She's the executive director at Mental Health America Licking County. Penny Sittler, thank you so much for joining us on the Hometown Podcast today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.